Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then the songwriter said, oh, come on, that's a war cry right there. Oh, when you read that scripture, you need to read it with some authority. You need to read it with some conviction. You need to read it with some power. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us. What you come to do today? What you come to do today? What you come to do today? Oh, y'all don't act like it. You don't act like it. You're not acting like it. What you come to do today? What you come to do? Come on, give him some praise. Come on, open up your mouth and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God honor. We give him praise. We thank him for being such an on-time God, for being a God who is full of mercy and full of grace. His faithfulness is new to us every morning. That's why we got to give him praise. That's why we got to give him thanksgiving. That's why we ought to shout with a voice of triumph. Because he could have called our name when he did a roll call this morning. Oh, but he didn't. And we are here today. We are here today. I'm sitting here because the Lord said, take us back, because this is, we are studying our Sunday school lesson, and we have been so used to me standing and teaching and preaching. But this lesson today that comes from John chapter 11, that's found in your Sunday school book. I don't know. Some of you just got a book today for the first time, so I am not going to go there with you about did you study, because I just seen you picked up a book, amen, and ain't nothing wrong with that. But guess what? You can take that book home with you, amen. You can study with us and be with us. We're on page 528. That's where we're going to be coming from this morning, and I am here to teach this morning the word of God, and we are going to learn together today. Amen. We are going to learn together today because I'm not going to be the only one participating in our learning next morning. Amen. Because if you don't put something into it, you ain't going to get nothing out of it. Thank you, Sister Hart. She said it for me. You ain't going to get nothing out. And I know ain't is not the proper language, but I'm just with my people, and I'm just being real today. If you don't put nothing in, you ain't going to get nothing out. That's just like, it's be crazy for you to drive up to U.S. Bank and go to the side now that they have the covered drive-through. I love the covered ATM over there. Now, you don't have to get out no more. Did y'all know that? Yeah, you don't have to get out at U.S. Bank at the ATM now. You can just drive up to an ATM. They got a drive-up ATM. I love it. But you cannot drive up to that ATM and stick your U.S. Bank card in there, and you ain't been to the bank prior to today. I mean, you know, you got the account, but you have never made a deposit. And you know, if you put $25 in there and you wait a couple of months, the interest is going to eat up that $25. So you got to put something in order to get something out. And so that's why I'm sitting here today in this teaching position, so that I can be free, you can be free, and you can hear. You don't have to strain to look to see me, amen? Because I'm standing up there kind of be kind of tall. It might be kind of hard, but we eye level today, amen? We are eye level today. Let's go to the song, worship into this place, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to have a song of worship. So you can give us two songs of worship, and then a song of preparation, and then we're going to go right into the Word of God, because this is a lot. If you've ever read the 11th chapter of John, Apostle, it's a lot. It is a lot. So I honor Apostle that is here with us on today, and Lady Beth, those are our friends. I love them. That's our brother and our sister. I love them. I love them. I love them, and I appreciate them for sharing with us. Not only on Sunday mornings when they have time to be with us, but Lady Beth preaches her heart out. She cracks me up, y'all, when she gets to preaching on Blog Talk. Because I can tell when the Holy Ghost gets to moving, because she has moved away from the phone. And she forgot that the phone was her microphone. But you can hear her running and preaching and going forth to the Lord. And then she said, it comes to her. Get back to the phone. Amen. I love it. And so I adore them. I appreciate them. And I honor the God that's inside of them. I respect his voice as he speaks. You know, you can't trust everybody's voice to speak over your life. All right? Because some folks speak and they don't even like you. I don't even know why I'm going there. You know, I was in a conference all day yesterday. So I'm in conference zone today. Amen. I'm in conference, so y'all going to get some raw stuff today. You're going to hear some stuff. Y'all going to say, oh, that pastor, will she be out at other churches preaching? But let's do welcome into this place. Let's set the atmosphere. Let's just go before the Lord just to welcome him in this space and in this place. Not only in this place, in this space, but in your heart and your mind so that you can receive what God has for us today. Did you come with a spirit of expectation? Or you just came? That's okay. That's okay if you just came. That's okay, because I'm fixing to stir up some stuff today in us. Welcome into this place.
Into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift up our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. here. Creation declares your glory, and the universe declares your majesty. Still you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto your name. Let's welcome him tonight.
Welcome
to this brokenness. We know that you desire
to abide
in the praises of
your people.
So we lift
our hands
and we lift up our hearts. Yes, we do. As we offer up. Your glory, oh, and the universe declares your majesty, yet you choose to abide in the praises of your people, so we offer up this praise unto your. Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on.
Come
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, don't stop clapping. Keep clapping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we worship you on today. We magnify your holy name. We give you glory and honor today. For you alone are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun. Your name we will praise. Oh, we will magnify you, oh God. We will exalt your name together. Lord, you are good, and your mercy is everlasting. Lord, you are good, and your truth endures to all generations. Lord, you are good. Oh, God, you are good. You are better than good. You look beyond all of our faults today, and you saw our needs, oh God. How we will bless you today. Our soul will cry out to you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor today. Father God, we magnify your name in this place. We call you Jehovah Jireh. We call you Jehovah Nisi. We call you Jehovah Shalom. For you are our healer. You are our peace. You are our way maker. You are our deliverer. You are our strong tower. Oh, God, you're wonderful today. Wonderful today. You are wonderful today. You are lovely. And you are worthy to be praised. You are faithful. You are kind. You are compassionate. You are gracious. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. Oh, God, we love you today. We love you like we never loved you before. We love you, oh, God, because you first loved us. We love you, oh, God, because you gave your son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of our sins. We love you, Father, because you did not do what you should have done. We deserve death today, but your mercy and your grace, it continues to follow us. We just want you to know how much we appreciate you. Father God, we just thank you. Come on, clap your hands, saints. Give an offering of thanksgiving unto the Lord today. Come on, clap your hands, saints. Give an offering of thanksgiving unto the Lord today. Now shout hallelujah in this place. Come on, shout hallelujah in this place. Raise your praise in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're calling you now. We're calling you now to stand at attention to us, our needs, our desires. We desire to praise you today. We desire to worship you today. We desire to bless your name. So, God, we call your attention to us right here, right now, in this place. This may be our last time. I don't know, but while there's breath in my body and there's activities of my limb, I'm going to declare the glory of the Lord. I shall live in my God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your wonderful name. We have entered into thy gates for thanksgiving and given into thy courts and praise. We've made our supplications and our requests. We come to make them known unto you. We say, have your way in this place. Save, heal, and deliver in this place. Set the captives free in this place. Oh, God, move now, God. Show up and show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. God, not only in this place, but as people walk by and as people gather across the street, to ear hustle. Let them hear the sound of the redeemed making a sound that only the sound that the redeemed can make. Let that sound draw them from the outside to the inside. Even the drug addict that's walking past arrested spirit. Oh, God, give them an ear to hear. Thank you, Brother Pharaoh. Give them an ear to hear as they walk past, as they walk down the street while we're here in worship. Give them an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, that they may come running in asking the question, what must I do to be saved? So, God, we declare and decree that you save and heal this community, this block. Go around the corner, go up the street, go down the street. I know you're already there, God, but we're saying salvation, go there and be rampant. Healing, go there and be rampant. Take back what the enemy has stolen from us. We declare it now. The city of Portland is a refuge of safety, a place where God abides. God, bring an end to this violence. God, bring it in. I know we're living in the last days. I know we're living in perilous times. But God, we need you to show up. And I realize that your show up might be a rapture. But help us be ready. We want to be ready. We got to be ready. We know what time it is. So help us get ready. Bless your people everywhere. Touch our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and in Russia, in China and Japan, Africa, London, Europe, Israel, Germany, Hong Kong. Touch today in the name of Jesus. Touch in Georgia and California and Texas and Nevada and Washington, Lord God. Touch in Arkansas. Touch, God, in Louisiana. Touch, God, in Chicago. Touch, God. Touch your people everywhere. Lord God, as we come to study your word today, we ask for a clear understanding. A quick understanding. Let the Spirit of the living God fall fresh on us. That we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And then, God, we will leave this place doing your will. Serving others. As you have built us up here in the four walls of the sanctuary. You've equipped us and you've given us a tune-up. You've given us an oil change. Where our tires was a little flat, you put more air in them. When the water was a little low and the coolant was a little low and the antifreeze was a little low, you filled us back up. So we thank you for the fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Some of us have had a hellish week. We've been through some stuff. But we're here today not to complain, not to murmur, but to give you praise, to give you thanks, to give you thanksgiving. Now, Lord, as we prepare to worship you in spirit and in truth, we pray, God, that you would remove the garment of heaviness, give us the spirit of praise, that the songs that we are about to hear will penetrate our hearts and minds. Cause us to clap our hands. Cause us to stomp our feet. Cause us to do our dance. Whatever it is, to raise our hands, lift our hands, lift our voice. Help us to praise you in spirit and in truth. And we give you all glory. I feel your presence in this place, God. I feel your presence in this place, Lord. I feel your presence in this place, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is
belongs to you always. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I just want to thank him for saving me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory.
Adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
Belongs to you always.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
you deserve.
You deserve my worship.
And you deserve.
You deserve.
You deserve.
We want to just remind you that on July 31st, we will be having our worship out of the box. So we want to encourage you to come and be a part of an experience that we are inviting the community to come and be with us and share a time of fellowship with us. Amen. For me, it's all about good times. People forgot how to have a good time. I don't know. When folks got saved, they forgot how to have good times. They thought that good time was just for the world. Didn't they know that good time was created by the Father? It belongs to him. And so we want to have a good time on the 31st. We'll have music going. We'll have food. And I'm going to try to find some face painters to come out and paint some people's faces. Anybody know a face painter, let me know. Amen. All right. Amen, amen, amen. Sister Lisa, thank you, Jesus. Amen, that's right. Come on, come on. So we want to do some fun, and I heard somebody over there say, I think Mother Kimmy said we ought to do some paint parties, so set some stuff out that people want to paint. So we just want to have some fun out in the yard. We're going to have gospel music going on. We're going to be giving away cleaning supplies to the community, to those that come over to get something. And I want to create a space where they'll just come and hang out. They come in, they get it, and they leave. But I want them to hang out with us, amen, and do some for real fellowship. I don't want us to just be sitting in one spot and we talking to each other because we know each other. But community is what it's all about. And as I'm thinking about our church anniversary, a church without a community and a community without a church is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And we are here to serve the community. We're not here to serve each other. We're here to serve the community. We are to serve each other, but we know how to love on each other. We know how to encourage each other. We've been doing it for 38 years. Amen. We've been doing that for 38 years. And so God wants us to go beyond this four walls because ministry is not in here. Ministry is out there. And I see a lot of folks walking past and looking in, but not coming in. Amen. And so I don't want them to ear hustle. I want them to come on in and be a part of the glory of the Lord with us. And so that's the 31st. I said that so that you will put that on your calendar and you will be here. Amen. On July 20th, 21st and 22nd is Vacation Bible School. Are my teachers ready?
Yes.
All right, mother. I love it. I love it. I got about six of them, and you're the only one that said yes. So after church, let me holler at y'all for a moment, all right? Let me holler at y'all for a moment so that we can make sure that we... Okay, yes, you're teaching, or yes, you're ready. Okay. Kamisha asked him, was he teaching? He told her he didn't know. Yeah, he is. He's ready. You should have been hollering. Yeah, in agreement, because that team was ready. Amen. Team was ready. Amen. Sister Mona said she ready. Come on here. That was a text message. Sister Mona said, I'm ready. All right. Well, that's two down. All right. Wonderful. We're going to have Vacation Bible School. We're going to be here. And it's from I want us to gather at 6:45 so that at 7 o'clock we can get started. Amen. I want to give you time to fellowship. That's what we do on Wednesday night anyway. Amen. So Deaconess Faye, can you make sure we're fellowshipping at 6:45 to 7? Okay. All right. I got some stuff I want you to do at that time, that 15-minute time, so that we can have fun. Amen. And then we're going to have our teachers come forth, and then we'll go on from there and have a hallelujah good time in the Lord. Amen. And then we have our 38th church anniversary. I am so excited. I am so excited. We're going to have a luncheon on the Portland Spirit. Amen. You need to be at the Portland Spirit. You get all this information. I'm going to write it up so you can have it in your hand so you, when the boat sail, you won't be standing at the dock doing this. I don't want to miss nobody. So I'm going to write it up and give it to you and have it in your hand. But sometimes I know people like to hear it and they like to see it. And they like Brother Farrell had to go back to his own notes this morning to find out what I said about something, you know, that's going to take place. So I like it that he writes it down and takes notes. So we have to be at the dock at 1:40. And we start boarding at 1:45. So that means you need to be parked. And because you're laughing, I'm trying to tell you, that means you need to be parked and positioned to get ready to hit that dock at 1:45. And then the boat takes off at 2, and we're going to sail the Willamette from 2 to 4. We're going to eat some good food. I'm going to have a deck of cards for those of you that want to, you know, play some bid whist or some spades. And we're going to have some dominoes for you domino players. Amen. Mother Harris is looking at me. And Mother Harris plays all them games, her and Mother Gloria, and they're very competitive. I'm trying to have some competitive people. What? Huh? What'd you say? Yeah, she did. I heard her. She says, so is Pastor. Amen. And she's telling the truth, Apostle. I'm very competitive. My kids hate to play with me. Oh, now here you come. But we want to have fun, amen. I want to have fun. I want to celebrate our church anniversary, celebrate the Lord, and I want to honor the shoulders that we stand on. And you'll hear more about that because this year we're gonna talk about every member that we can remember. We're going to talk about every member that we can remember. And so I'm going to have some stuff here that you can write names down, and we're going to get us something and make us a little mural and get it posted up here so that you can see it. And each week as you come in between now and the 21st, you can put your name up there. Amen. And if we have more than one, if people remember, you know, if Mother Harris remember one and Brother Farrell remember that same one and Deacon Gwynn, that's okay, amen? But their names will be up there. And so we're going to remember the names of those that were here, the shoulders that we stand on, amen? Because we didn't get here 38 years on our own, amen? I was here. I was 20 years old when Pastor Deaver signed the papers. I was like, can you wait till my birthday comes? Can you wait? Because, you know, you had to be a certain age to sign the legal documents and for the church to be itself. And I wanted my name to be on that paper. I wanted my name. So I am a charter member of this church, amen? And I'm grateful to God for the legacy that this church has. And I'm grateful to God for where God is taking this church. Eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard what God has in store for the... Y'all better get excited about it. I hate to leave you here because I'm ready to run on to see what God has in store for us. And so those are our announcements, and I just want you to govern yourself accordingly. The luncheon is $50, okay? So that's the luncheon, and then your church anniversary assessment is $50. Okay? So you have until August the 15th to get your, August 8th to get your ticket. But you have until August 21st to give your assessment. All right? So you got plenty of time. So you can't say, Pastor's taxing us. I got to give all this money at one time. Nope. The only thing you need to get by the 8th is your ticket. Because that's when I call the lady and tell her, give me a bigger boat. Because that dolphin is little. Give me a bigger boat, sister. So we can hold up to 50. And Mother Kimmins, she was sitting there at the table, and I started texting all the people on my phone about get your ticket. She said, hey, I'm going to get my ticket right now because you're going to sell out by yourself. So don't wait, all right? Don't wait because we want to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's prepare now to receive the word of the Lord. Don't forget, you can give your tithes and offerings. You can drop it off in the basket. You can bring it by the house. You can do it by Cash App. And I'm saying that for those that are on the radio listening, amen, because we do have two forms of worship taking place. We have people on the line today, and then we have people in the house. Come on, clap your hands for the people in the house. Yes, 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 yes. So excited to see all of you and so grateful to God. Do we have any first-time visitors worshiping with us? Is there anybody on the line? This is your first time worshiping with us. Do you recognize the number? You can press 1. If you are a first-time worshiper, first-time visitor, or you would like to say good morning to us because we haven't seen you in a long time, and you want to say good morning, press 1. We'll bring you on live to say hello, to say good morning, to say good afternoon, because I don't know where you might be calling from. But we are just truly grateful to God. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer following. Let's do that song, and then we'll pray, and then we'll be ready to go to the word, John 11. Amen.
You get the honor out of our lives. I pray now, Father God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Father God, I ask that you would give hearing to the hearer today and give a do right spirit to the one who has made up in their mind already. I am going to do what the word of the Lord has commissioned and commanded me to do. And not only that, I'm going to be what the word of God is instructing me to be. I'm going to be and I'm going to do because I want the Lord God to get the glory out of my life. Now, Father, I thank you, Father, for those that have gathered in this place. I pray that your word would fall on us fresh and that you would strengthen us and encourage us and help us to be, God, not just say it, but to be it, your servant. It's in thy son Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. And amen. 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 Come on, clap your hands for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I told you earlier that when we got started, this would be a time, an opportunity for all of us to participate in our learning this afternoon. Amen. I think that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I want to ask a question. For those of you that did study your lesson, what did you glean from this lesson? I know I've got some folks that study. So what did you glean from this lesson? What did you learn? And under 10 words, what did you learn? What did you learn? Uh-huh. Okay, exchange rate. All right. Mother Harris?
I think it goes back to last week's lesson about my faith.
Okay.
Maybe hang on to that. Know that.
Okay, all right. Your faith. Mother Harris said her faith. It took her back to last week's lesson to let her know that her faith is real. Anybody else? Thank you, Mother. All right, that's Sister Janetta. You must believe. Amen. You must believe. What is it that we must believe? Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. We must believe it. Can't say you, if you don't believe it, I don't know how you're going to get to heaven. I don't know how you're going to, because there is a heaven and there is a hell, just like there is an earth. It's real. He created them. And we read it a couple of weeks ago. He created them with a word. He didn't use his hands to do nothing. He spoke it. And it came to be. And that takes us back to our faith. The Bible says that the power of life and death lies in your tongue. It also, the scripture says, you speak those things that are not as though they were. You speak things into existence because God is our Father. Don't you do like your mama and daddy? Friday night, Sister Kamisha and I went over to the Faith Bridge of Portland for the Faith Healing Series, which is for BIPOC women. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to start tapping into some of this stuff because people pay big money to go to these type of conferences. It's at 1-8 Northeast Killingsworth every Friday this month at 6 o'clock p.m. This Friday, they're going to be talking about the waves of grief and loss. The woman that's coming is a professional therapist to talk about grief and loss. And we have experienced, I don't have to go back, you know, 10, 20 years. Just look at 2020. We've lost a lot. We've experienced a lot of grief in the last 3 years. Every day. And so we need to learn how to deal with it. So that's this Friday night at 6 o'clock, 1-8 North Killingsworth. That's for black and brown women. So y'all need to get there. I've been blessed. But when I said, I'm going back now to, because that was a free commercial for Pastor Lisa Sanders, I'm going back to this lesson. You do like your mom and them do, right? You know, you don't think about it until you know, stop and really think about it. So the lady was saying that she finds herself taking the little bars of soap and putting them in a jar. And she said when she was little, her mother would add water to it and keep adding soap to it. And when it came time to take a bubble bath, mama would take the jar with the old soap and pour it in. Okay, y'all ain't none of y'all ever saved a little piece of soap? Uh-huh. I couldn't remember, you know, what was the purpose of saving it, you know, until Friday when they was talking about they was using it for bubble baths. I don't know if I ever used it for bubble baths, but I do remember saving the little, and just before I went to Louisiana, I just think about, I threw away about 4 or 5 little pieces of soap. Because I had been saving them because I didn't know why, but I had just been doing it. Y'all get my point?
Yeah.
If God is your Father, there's just some stuff you should be doing out of habit. Wow. Okay. So, faith, believing. What else did you learn? What else did you learn from this lesson? Okay. Going once. Going twice. All right. Now, look at page 258 in your book. Look at page 258. In that section called Aim for Change. I'm going to give you a few minutes to read it.
528.
What did I say? Okay, I got dyslexia today. 528. 528. I'll take it today. Thank you, Brother Farrell. Aim for Change. I'm going to give you an opportunity to read through that. Aim for Change. Let you read through that. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What do you expect to learn from this lesson? What to do when facing impossible situations? Anybody else? Come on, y'all, talk to me. You going to just go agree with Mother Harris said? How to increase my faith, all right? So we can see some different things there. Who else sees something there? How to face impossible situations, how to increase my faith, how to embrace my faith or embrace the impossible situation. Uh-oh, confidently. With expectation, relationship. Oh, good point, because we're going to talk about that today, too. Community. Yes, sir. Thank you, baby. Pardon me? You expect to learn about honesty? Okay. Deacon Gwen expects to learn about honesty. All right. So, as I stated, there are quite a few verses in this passage of Scripture. There are 57. I'm not going to read them all, but there are some that I'm going to read because they are of importance to what you all have stated. Amen? They are important, and they're keys to this. We are introduced to a family, two sisters and a brother. Martha, who is the oldest, because when you read in the Bible, they say she is the homeowner. Then we meet up with Mary and their brother Lazarus. Okay? The Bible tells us that Jesus, whenever he was in Bethany, he would go kick it and hang out at their house. If they was eating fried chicken, he was eating fried chicken. If they was eating pork chops, he was eating pork chops. If they was eating a bowl of golden grams and a piece of toast, that's what Jesus was eating. That's how comfortable he was with them. That whatever it is was they were doing, he was doing. The Bible says he loved them. You got anybody that you love? That you enjoy their company? And so Jesus, the Bible says that he loved them. He enjoyed their company. So Martha, let's talk about the oldest girl, Martha. Let's talk a little bit about Martha a little bit. Let me talk about her just a little bit. What we notice about Mary and Martha is that they are two different individuals, right? Martha was a deaconess Faye or a mother Carolyn Mae or a mother Nancy Kimmons or every time you see them, they working, they moving, they serving, they the hostess with the mostest. They're trying to make sure everybody's comfortable and everything is right and tight. And then you have Mary. Mary is like Pastor Black. She's going to be somewhere sitting down. She's going to be somewhere sitting down. Mary was always sitting down when Jesus was around worshiping him. When you look at verse 2 of the 11th chapter, it was Mary who poured perfume on the feet of Jesus. Y'all remember that song, My Alabaster Box? That's her right here. She knew how to sit at his feet and worship him. Every now and then, Mother Harris said we need to learn how to face difficult, impossible situations. Well, can I tell you the first thing you need to do? You need to learn how to sit down and worship him. The amen should have been right there.
Amen.
All right, Pastor, I hear you. Y'all quiet today. So Mary was a worshiper, Martha was the worker, and Lazarus, you know, their brother, he was there. Verse 4 tells us that Lazarus was sick. Martha sent word to Jesus to tell him, the one that you love is sick. Now Jesus, y'all, check this out. He was 1.7 miles away from their house. From, y'all know where I live, right? Everybody been to my house, right? So from my house to 17th and Ainsworth is a mile. I'm helping y'all draw a picture now. From 17th and Morgan, for those of y'all that don't, to 17th and Ainsworth is a mile. So go up just a little bit further before you get to Killingsworth, the middle of the block. That's where Jesus was. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus was on Morgan, and Jesus was just a block up from Ainsworth. They sent word to him, the one you love is sick. Let me pause here to talk about being sick. I need you to know that sickness is for God's glory. I'm going to let that one sink in. Sickness among God's people will never result in death as the final outcome. Death ultimately will be destroyed by the resurrection. The final truth is that those who love and who believe in Christ will never die. So all sickness is not unto death. Sickness is where we give God glory. Jesus loved this family. And today, trouble has come to their house. Their little brother is sick. Let's see how their faithfulness to God helped them and help all those that were around looking. Because as you read the story, they weren't the only ones there. Baby back there said community. Community. Where do we see community in the midst of this story? I'm gonna show you in just a minute. But I want to read verse 15. Cause verse 15 is what shapes the theological heart of today's lesson. And I'm reading from the New International Version. Verse 15 of Luke 11 is what shapes the theological heart of today's lesson. What is theological? Theology. What is theology? It's the study of God. Theo is God. Right, Apostle? Okay. I got backup. Because they be looking at me sometime like, she got that one right. She didn't get that one right. But it's the study of God. So by looking at John 11 and 15, we will see God's heart in this story. All right? Somebody read 11 and 15.
I am glad I was not there so that you may believe. Let us go to him.
He said, for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't even here. 4 days ago. Now, if you call the one you love and the one that loves you, and you know they are a mile, 1.7 miles away from you, you call them on Monday and told them you were sick. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They show up. What? Okay, I'm glad y'all with me. Glad y'all understanding what's happening here. So let's look at this. I don't want to miss no notes because this was good. This was good. Is this good? Is this good? All right. So Jesus loved them, right? And he knew where they live. And he already knows Martha's a busybody. And Mary probably sitting down somewhere praying and worshiping me and giving me glory. And they're going to be all right. Lazarus is okay. Why is Lazarus okay? Why is Lazarus okay? He's going to make it through the situation? Lazarus? Or Jesus?
Jesus is going to make it through the situation for Lazarus, but don't you have to have the faith to believe that Jesus is going to make it through?
That's right. So it wasn't Lazarus' faith. It was the faith of Mary and Martha and then all of those that were standing around, that community. Now, in the community, there were some believers, there were some non-believers, and then there were some doubters. The doubters is the church folk. Them are the church folks. I believe God gonna give me what I need so that I can keep my gas tank filled. Y'all know I was at a half a tank yesterday in Seattle. So I said, I'm gonna fill up because I know when we get out of church, the gas station gonna be closed. I was at a half a tank. I got to Costco and I put the gas muzzle in the thing to fill it up. Do you know it went to $55? And so some of us have faith enough to believe God's going to provide for me to get gas. But where is our faith when we go to the doctor and the doctor say this, that, or the other? Because I'm not speaking nothing over us. You hear me? Where is our faith when we get our back up against the wall and we don't know how we're going to make our way out of this? When we are facing impossible situations, where is our faith then? So we talked about this. We've been talking about faith and believing for the last three Sundays, right? So this should be embedded in our head and our mind. It should be inculcated in our heart that I got to believe. I got to believe. So here we find ourselves in our lesson. I think I covered the important verses in the first part of this chapter because our lesson took us to the middle of the story. And it wasn't fair for us just to jump in the middle of the story without being first on the scene. So Jesus took 4 days to get to his friends. Our lesson tells us that he arrived and Lazarus had been buried. It was their custom that the day you die, the day you get buried. I don't know where we get now waiting weeks and weeks and weeks to have services, have memorials. Come on now. It was their custom that the day you die, what did they do to Jesus? Did they leave him on the cross? The day he died, Friday, what'd they do? They put him what? In a borrowed tomb. And he stayed in that borrowed tomb
While he was there, he was still on assignment. Say Jesus knew the assignment. Come on, say Jesus knew the assignment. He knew the assignment. He took the sting out of death. He took victory from the grave. He went down and took the keys from Satan to let him know you don't have the victory. I do. And then you know how the rest of the story go early Sunday morning. He got up with all power in his hand. So Jesus goes to Bethany on the fourth day, Friday. I don't know what he was doing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't know who he was hanging out with. I don't know what was going on. But what I do know, the one you love had need of you. And you was nowhere to be found. So let me tell y'all something. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You better believe it today. You better believe it today. You better believe it today. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Thank you, Dottie people. He's an on-time God. So there were so many people at Mary and Martha's house. They brought chicken. They brought cake. They brought pie. They brought greens. They brought bread. They brought milk. They brought butter. They brought sugar. You know, y'all know me. I give paper products when I come to your house. I bring paper plates, toilet paper, and paper towels because you're going to have so many folks in and out your house. Your supply has dwindled down. I don't bring no food. I go to the store and I buy the essentials. Because everybody else want to feed you. I want to make sure you can take care of yourself. Bring in some light sauce, some pine sauce, so when they're gone, you can clean up. But the community was at the house. I'm trying to help you now so that you can be a part of the community because so many people are needing us. And we need to know how to show up. Community, church without community, and community without church is what? Unacceptable. Now, y'all need to memorize that now, because when I say it again, y'all need to say it. Church without community and community without church is unacceptable. So the community was there. They were all there, and we told you who was there, right? There was when you look at verses 19, it says, many Jews had come to Mary and Martha to comfort them for the loss of their brother. Many people were there because this was a well-known family. Jesus hangs out at their house. I'm going to become their friend because the party be on when Jesus gets there. If they run out of wine, he just gonna turn water into wine. If he realizes anybody is sick and they miss, all they gotta do is walk up to him and touch the hem of his garment. I'm gonna hang out with Mary and Martha. Don't you enjoy your friends that are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost? Don't, because you know it's peace there,
yeah.
It's love there,
yeah.
It's joy there. Ain't no fight gonna break out at the saints' house. Ain't nothing to fight about. But you get with some of your cousins, spooky in them. That ain't saved. And they got their red cup. They give you a blue cup. Come on now, y'all got some of them in your family. You go to the family gathering and they got a red cup and you got a blue cup. You trying to figure out what the difference is? They got a little something special in their cup. And they get too much, and somebody playing cards, or somebody playing basketball, and before you know it, they exchange some words, and they ready to fall out. But when the saints come together, when the body of believers get together, it's a time of praise, of worship, a time of fellowship, a time of thanksgiving, a time of refreshing, a time of renewing. community, know your place. Know what you're supposed to do when you're going into somebody's house to be a part of the community. Just don't go and sit. Don't wait for them to ask you, will you go do this? Why you got to wait on them? Community. If you don't feel comfortable being in folks' house, cleaning up their bathroom and making their bed or throwing a load of laundry, don't go. Send some money. Send some food. Send somebody over there that you know that ain't ashamed or won't. Okay, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Send somebody over there that ain't going to come back and tell everybody what they did. Community. Community. Where is the community at today? Where are we at today? Where are we at today? So the Bible tells us that all of them were there. And so Jesus didn't come because he wanted everybody to see the glory of God. He wanted everybody to see the heart of God. When Martha found out Jesus was coming, because she's the oldest, she rushed out to greet him. Now, I know some of y'all know how to talk with your neck. And I know you know how to wave your finger and roll your eyes and put your hand on your hip and get, come on, somebody. Give people a piece of your mind. So I'm sure Martha wasn't running out there to hug on him and to give him kisses and kisses and kisses. I'm sure she had a few choice words for Jesus. Oh, you decided to show up now? It's been 4 days, Jesus. I thought you loved us. You took your sweet time about coming. Ain't that like some of us? You prayed Monday and you thought that problem was going to go away Tuesday when you woke up. And when you woke up Tuesday, that same mess was in your face. He said, well, I'm going to pray one more time because maybe God didn't hear me. So you pray on Tuesday night, Lord, take this mess away from me. Get this mess away from me. Take it away, Lord. I can't deal with it. I don't want to have to fight this fight. I don't want to have to deal with this. You go to sleep and you wake up Wednesday and that mess is still in your face. So you're thinking, okay, well, maybe it wasn't that he didn't hear me. Maybe it was something wrong with me. Have you ever done that self-examination when you've been in your prayer closet and the prayer didn't come to pass? Have you ever stopped to take a look at, maybe it ain't God, maybe it's me that's got the problem. David said, examine yourself. And he says, go to the Lord and say, search my heart. If you find anything in me that's not like it, take it out of me. Create in me a clean heart and renew it. Maybe it's you. Maybe your posture of prayer ain't what it's supposed to be. Maybe your posture of worship ain't what it has been. And so you reevaluate. You take an inventory. You clean up what you are messed up. And then you go on a fast. Well, I'm not going to ask the Lord again. I'm just going to go on a fast. And you go on a fast and you do a 24-hour fast because, you know, we don't like to go without food. We don't like to go without water. We don't want to not talk on the phone. We don't not want to watch TV. You know, so we're going to do a quick fast. You fast Wednesday and summer Thursday. You go to sleep and you wake up Friday. That mess is still there. What do you do then? Mother Glota Bus is here. What do you do then? Do you stop believing? Do you stop trusting God? Do you stop seeking his direction and his guidance? Do you have an attitude like Mary did, Martha did? Because she had an attitude, y'all. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she wasn't excited to see him. She had just buried her brother. How do you face an impossible situation? I don't know how y'all have adjusted to losing loved ones. people was telling her, girl, you'll be all right. If God brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. Oh, honey, ain't nothing too hard for God. With God, all this, don't nobody want to hear that and they grieving. Come on, y'all. Don't nobody want to hear your little churchy cliches while they grieving. So she goes out and she greets him, says something to him. I want you to know that the struggle is real. The struggle was real. She was facing a very difficult situation. She just buried her baby brother. This is when our faith needs to kick in. And our faith needs to meet reality. What do we believe? I need to hurry up, y'all. I got like 10 more minutes. Our faith needs to kick in and face the reality. Our faith needs to kick in and face what seems to be impossible. Back in Luke, he says, there's nothing too hard for God. All things are possible. In verse 25, we see the fifth I am statement that Jesus has made in the book of John. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. Now he's telling Mary and Martha and all of the believers and all of the community that I am the resurrection and the life. The only way that you will be assured to die and live again is if you believe in me. That's embracing the faith. That's embracing the reality of life. We are not going to be here forever. If we don't die, then we're going to get caught up to meet him in the air. But just in case you don't get caught up, let me tell you, you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here when Jesus let Satan have control. We think he got control now because he's doing a lot. He ain't got no control now. You just wait. You just wait. We study with us in the book of Revelation. We're reading Revelations now. Study with us because we soon going to find out what's going to happen when Jesus parts the sky, put one cloud, one foot on a cloud and the other foot on the earth, and he tells Gabriel, go blow your horn. The fat lady has sung. We ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't going to be able to go to the store and buy a loaf of bread without the mark of the beast. Crying about the price of gas now. If it's free, you ain't going to get it if you ain't got the mark of the beast label on you. I think about all of you all that go to dialysis every week. You go 2 and 3 times a week. I was talking to my godmother last night as we were riding home from Seattle, and she said, I had to get up from dialysis because they were poking me, and they kept bruising me, and my arm kept swelling up. She said, I snatched everything off. I went outside. I called my grandson. I told him to come and get me. And I'm pacing the parking lot. And she said, they're trying to say, Miss Devers, come on back in. Come on back in. She said, I paced the parking lot. She said, I called my grandson. I said, come and get me. He said, Grammy, you all right? She said, just come and get me. She called her doctor and told her doctor, I you know what? I'd rather die than these folks to keep using me as a pincushion. They can't get it right. They're using the wrong tape on me. They won't try to be kind. They won't try to be patient. I'm not coming back down here.
She said her doctor called. Said, listen, only two people are to touch Miss Devers. And if those two people ain't there, you better call me before anybody gives her $9. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Because she's a praying woman. She's a fasting woman. She's a woman who believes that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all she asks in or imagines. And he was so kind and so gracious to be concerned about them sticking her arm and putting the tape on her. She bruising from the tape. We serve a good God, y'all. He's concerned about us. Every little thing that we are concerned about, he's concerned about. Why not believe? Why not have faith? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not believe? Oh, Mother Harris. She said sometimes we have too many doubters in our presence. Get them away. If you talking, I'm going to live in the abundance, and your best friend say, I don't know how, that ain't your best friend. Amen. Your best friend, I'll be saying, girl, how? Let's do it. What we doing? What we got to do? If they're doubting what you're speaking into an existence, them is not your friend. Them is not the ones you need to be kicking it with. Them is not the ones you need to be hanging around. You need to be hanging around those that are like-minded. So this lesson, I got to do this and then I'm done. So when you get home, read it. Verses 32 to 34. People were challenging Jesus' ability. Remember, Jesus was human and he was divine. So people were standing around saying, he healed Peter, he raised Peter's mother-in-law from the dead, and he turned fish into a whole meal and fed a whole bunch of folks. I wonder if he's going to be able to do this, because Lazarus been dead for 4 days. I wonder if he's going to be able to do this. That's what your friends say. If you say God going to do this, they're going to like, yeah, I wonder when. You've been saying that for the longest. So, verse 35, it's
will you receive Minister Natasha Cobb?
Why? What is it? Why did Jesus wept? Okay, because he was human, and he was sad because his friend has died. The second reason he wept is because people still have not believed. The third reason he wept is because they did not see the glory of God. The fourth reason he wept is because they did not believe that God was who he said he was. They didn't believe that Jesus was who he said he was. Who did he say he was? I am the good shepherd. I am the door. I am the light of the world. I am the life and resurrection. He was human and divine. He wept because they did not believe in God. They didn't believe in Jesus. They didn't believe in the Holy Ghost. That's why he wept. That's why he wept. But what did Jesus do? Verse 38 said, 38 through the conclusion of this lesson, 43, he went to the grave. He began to pray loud and boldly. Did y'all hear what I said? He began to pray loud and boldly. Now, we have prayer every Tuesday and Thursday. And sometimes the same five folks is on the line. Now, I know y'all tired of me saying this. But that's our time to pray together as a family.
And we need to get on this call and we need to pray and touch and agree together. Sister Vicky said, I just need to lose a few more pounds and then I'll get my name on the list for a kidney. Mother Mays, her name is on the list. So we need to be praying what? Sister Vicky lose the weight so she can get on the list. We need to be praying what? Mother Mays, a kidney will come available to her. Sister Devers is going on the 15th to get evaluated for a kidney. We need to be praying that her evaluation is good. We need to be praying together that the Lord will save our children. How many of y'all got children, nieces and nephews, grandchildren, cousins, brothers and sisters walking out here doing some of everything? We got reasons to pray loud and come boldly before the throne of grace to make our petitions and requests known unto God. So if Jesus prayed, what about you? Keep your posture of worship. These are my final points. And I know that it's off, ain't it? Okay. All right. These are my final points. Keep your posture of worship to get you to a place where God gets the glory. Keep your posture of worship to a place where God gets the glory. Okay? Now, that's one point. My second point is bad things happen to good people. Okay? Bad things happen because Mary and Martha and Lazarus, they were good people. And bad came to their house. My second point is Jesus knows when to move on your behalf. Jesus knows when to move on your behalf. My last and final point. Never allow the tough stuff to cause you to doubt God. Never allow the impossible situations that come into our lives cause us to doubt God. Are we believers today? But we got to live like it. We got to live like it. In this story, the glory of God is on display. In this story, the faith in God is on display. In your life, is the glory of God on display? In your life, is your faith in God on display? Only believe. All things are possible. If you only, you know that song? If you only believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Father, we thank you for this time of studying your word together. We thank you, Father, for showing up and being real in our lives today. Father, the next time an impossible situation comes our way, we will not let friends, family, the situation cause us to doubt you. But we will get to a place of posture in prayer and worship and begin to glorify you and begin to magnify you and begin to lift you up that you may stir up our faith and give us confidence that we may boldly come to the throne of grace to make our requests and our supplications known unto you. We thank you for this word today. Thank you for this lesson. And thank you, God, for your faithfulness towards us. We bless your name today.
We give you all glory, honor, and praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Amen. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Any thoughts, questions, comments? Amen. Amen. Thoughts, questions, comments. Because so many times we leave out on Sunday and we don't make room for anybody to ask any questions. How do we know that we're going to be able to apply this word to our lives? What did you hear today that you're going to do next week? Keep the faith. Pray more. Thank you. Believe. Huh? Keep believing. Keep fasting. Keep the faith. Wait patiently. Be patient. Huh? Never give up. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. He's able. Come on, somebody. Yeah. What else are we going to do? Obey. Yes, that's good. That's good. Obey. Mother Harris says some of the things that we ask for, we're not even prepared or ready to receive it. That's, oh, Mother, that was deep right there. It doesn't mean it won't happen. Come on here. That's what we say. If you can't take care of the car you got, why are you asking for a new one? She said, wash it, vacuum it out. Get your oil changed. If you need tires, put tires on it. You don't need it. Be careful for what you ask for, because sometimes you do get it. But yesterday, and I'm going to let y'all go, for real. But yesterday, the man said something from St. Paul, Minneapolis. Pastor Ellington Porter, he said that relationships are the greatest form of currency. Relationships are the greatest form of currency. Be careful how you spend it. We're talking about community, talking about faith, we're talking about believing. Come on, stand to your feet so I can stop talking. Because this was good to me today. Amen? Gracious Father, we just thank you again for this time of worship. We thank you for the bodies that have been able to come in the house and worship with us. And we thank you for those that are on the call that called in to worship with us. We pray, Father, that as we leave this place and as we hang up our phone, we will remember the assignment that you've placed upon our lives, and that is to serve one another and to be the community that you're calling us for in these last and evil days, and that we remember that we are the church. We are the light and the salt of the world, and if anybody's going to hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, they're going to hear it through me. So now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us hence, now, and forevermore. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, live holy every day. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.